Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The city council holding a hearing this afternoon to get to the bottom of the water scare at NYCHA's Jacob Riis houses. Roger Stern on the Lower East Side with the details.
City Council member Gail Brewer has a lot of questions. As chair of the Oversight and Investigations Committee, she wants to know how the city hired a lab that mistakenly detected arsenic in the drinking water.
Who's in charge of oversight of this process? I have no idea. How does NYCHA work with Department of Environmental Protection?
For a week, frightened residents had to use bottled water. What's more, after the lab first mistakenly told NYCHA about the arsenic, the authority waited a week for a second test before passing on the warning to residents.
We intend to ask some really hard questions and get answers.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
Yet another innocent bystander has been shot by a stray bullet in the city. This time a food delivery worker was hit in the leg in broad daylight in Brooklyn. This happened Monday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. on Thornton Street and Broadway in Williamsburg. Large group of people were arguing as the 35-year-old victim walked by. At least one gun was pulled. Two shots were fired. One of those bullets hit the delivery man, according to authorities. He was taken to a hospital where he's in stable condition. Police have released photos of the suspected shooter, and they'll be up on our website, 1010winds.com. Now that charges have been dropped from the man who slapped former Mayor Rudy Giuliani on the back, Daniel Gill is suing the city for $2 million for false arrest. Gill tells 1010 Winds he first wants his old job back at the ShopRite in Staten Island where the incident happened.
We have an arbitration hearing. I hope to get my old job back. I hope to sue the city for false arrest and win that lawsuit. And I hope to continue to speak out against corrupt people.
Giuliani said he felt like a boulder hit him when Gill slapped him on the back, but surveillance video shows Gill just tapping him on the back and Giuliani barely reacting to the slap at the time. In honor of their teammate, Xavier McClain, members of the Linden High School football team in New Jersey will be wearing E4X on their uniforms tonight in their game against Perth Amboy. He was a sophomore at Linden High in New Jersey when he sustained a head injury in a big Central Conference game 2 weeks ago. He was hospitalized and died this past Wednesday. The team is also spreading the hashtag E4X on social media and sharing a photo with the caption, "Forever in our hearts." Linden's mayor, who said he knew Xavier since he was a little boy, says the community would also come together to see what could be done to honor McClain. Public advocate Jumani Williams says the city's shelter system needs to be fixed. This morning he went to the shelter where a woman seeking asylum died by suicide this week. Our Roger Stern was there, and he has details for Newsline. Roger?
Yeah, but Jumani Williams, the public advocate, could not really talk about the woman who died. He has no details on that, and he doesn't know if there's anything in terms of the shelter conditions that could have prompted her taking her own life. But he says, as he looked at the shelter and spoke to a family here, it seems to be well run. He's not perfect, but it seems to be a good shelter. But he is frustrated. He says, we saw this population growth straining our shelters years ago, did not do anything. And he's warning that it's not just going to be migrants who are going to be straining our shelter capacity, but people who are being evicted from their homes because they can no longer afford rent. Roger Stern.
All right, we're having a bit of a problem with Roger's line there. The buildings department says the crane collapse this week in the Bronx that pancaked a car was caused by the operator of the boom crane truck. The DOB preliminary investigation found that the operator extended the boom at a high angle to lift 1,600 pounds of rebar at the site on Jerome Avenue and Bedford Park Boulevard. And that, according to authorities, was against the manufacturer's instructions on how to safely use the crane. The crane collapsed. landed on a car with a 22-year-old woman inside. The woman was not badly hurt, even though her car was flattened. The DOB will be issuing more violations to the operator and the company. A robbery suspect died in police custody last night in Brooklyn, and now there's an investigation into how that happened. Man was found unconscious inside the 72nd Precinct on 4th Avenue near 29th Street in Sunset Park around 7:30. Police tried to revive him, even used Narcan. He was rushed to a hospital where he died. Police say the man was acting erratically before he collapsed, but he refused medical attention. Police arrested him and another man after a 40-year-old victim told them the pair tried to rob him with a knife at 27th Street and 3rd Avenue. Police have nabbed two of the four people wanted in a deadly stabbing that started on a city bus in the Bronx. The four suspects chased and killed 27-year-old Prince McMichael last Friday near Bruckner Boulevard and Wilkinson Avenue after an argument on a bus as it rolled into Pelham Bay Park. McMichael was stabbed numerous times in the chest. He died at Jacoby Medical Center. The four suspects ran off. 19-year-old Angel Rivera has been charged with murder, manslaughter, and gang assault. A 16-year-old has been charged with manslaughter and gang assault. Last night, all eyes were on Aaron Judge as he got to bat in Yankee Stadium, hoping that he would hit his record-tying 61st home run, but it was not to be.
Now, here's the 2-2 to Judge. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Hernandez back. He's on the track. Next to the wall, makes the catch. He made the catch right at the Monument Park wall. So almost.
The call on WFAN tonight. Judge gets another shot in his chase for 61 to tie Roger Maris. Many fans may not be able to see it. That's because tonight's game is being shown on Apple TV Plus, part of an agreement Major League Baseball made before the season, which gives the subscription streaming service exclusive rights to some Friday night games. Comedian and activist Jon Stewart says he called his connection at Apple TV and demanded they allow fans to see tonight's game for free.
And I said, buddy, you got to put this game in front of the paywall. This is history. People, Aaron Judge is chasing history, and the fans, they need to see this. And you've got to stop with this corporate nut. You got to put it in front of the paywall.
Apple says tonight's game will be free, but for fans who don't have a smart TV, that's still nearly impossible. One way to catch Judge's home run chase is right here on 1010 Wins. We'll carry every at-bat that the Yankee slugger gets live as he chases the historic home run record of 61.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.